Great Uprising of 1857, Part 3. Suppression of the Uprising. British took immediate steps to suppress the uprising. They passed the series of new laws to quell the insurgency. September 1857, Sir John Nicholson restored Delhi. Bahadur Shah Zafar was taken as a prisoner. His two sons were killed and Bahadur Shah Zafar died in Rangoon in November 1862. Rani Lakshmibai was died heroically. Sir Hugh Rose recaptured Jhansi. Tata Tope managed to escape and continued to fight guerrilla war with support of tribal and peasants leaders. He was captured, tried and put to a death in April 1859. In Lucknow, Sir Colin Campbell defeated the rebels. Nanasaheb and Begum Hazrat Mahal escaped to Nepal. British tried all tactics and suppressed the uprising led by Kuwar Singh and Bakht Khan. Maulavi Ahmadullah of Faizabad was one of the acknowledged leaders in Awadh. After his defeat at Lucknow, he led rebellion in Rohilakhand but was killed prematurely. Though restoring peace was not easy, the British not only announced the rewards for the loyal landholders but also allowed to retain traditional rights over their lands. Now we have to see the reasons for the failure. First sentence that I just want to speak, that is, fail to plan is planning to fail. Now let's see the failure of the uprising. Limited scope of the uprising, weak leadership, unorganized effort and lack of planning, superior military resources, lack of interest by the middle, the upper class and the intellectuals. These all are reasons for the failure of the Great Uprising. Now let's see the results of the Great Uprising of 1857. The Great Uprising of 1857 gave full stop for Mughal Empire. As we have seen that the last Mughal Emperor, Bahadur Shah Zafar, died in Rangoon in 1862 November. Major change in policies also brought by British in India. The rule of the British East India Company came to an end. The Board of Control and Court of Directors were abolished. British Cabinet was appointed. He was known as the Secretary of State for India, assisted by 15 members, which is also known as India Council members. Lord Canning first became the Viceroy of India. He was personal representative of the Crown. He read the Queen's Proclamation on 1st November 1858 for assumption of the government of India by sovereign of Great Britain. The British policy of annexation of territorial was discontinued. They proclaimed to abstain from all interference with the religious and social customs of the Indian subjects. Reorganization of Indian Army had also taken place. Increased Europeans, Gurkhas, Sikhs and Pathans. And the proclamation announced general pardon and amnesty was given to the rebels except those responsible for the deaths of the British subjects. Few questions are there for you. First one, who escaped to Nepal? Second, who died at Rangoon and when? Third, how British suppressed the Great Uprising of 1857? And was the Great Uprising of 1857 well organized? Yes or no? Thank you. That much from the part 3. And by part 3, we have concluded the fourth lesson of history, the Great Uprising of 1857. I hope that you have enjoyed. Have a good time, everyone. Thank you.